Drama on News Talk.
Now on Documentary and Drama on News Talk, producers Jonathan Farrelly and Katerina Economides bring us back over 100 years for a drama set in the midst of the Spanish flu. This is To Heaven or to Gubacrini.
In 1918, news started to be whispered in Ireland of a mystery malady that was rumoured to have originated in Spain, hence the name it has been called ever since, Spanish flu. The flu started to make its way to Ireland by the early summer of 1918. On the 10th of June, an unusual outbreak of illness was reported in Belfast, mostly amongst soldiers and female factory workers. By the end of June, 200 cases were reported in Dublin, 60 children in one convent alone, 40 workers in a factory. This influenza then found its way into every corner of Ireland, infecting as many as 800,000 people and taking over 20,000 lives. All across the country, there were cases of families almost being wiped out by this mysterious malady as hospitals and workhouses heaved with the sudden influx of flu-stricken patients. To Heaven or to Gubacrini stars Robert Harrington, Zara Farrelly, Tom Neville, Matthew Farrelly, Mark Coffey, Alan Lee, Olga Frangou, Jonathan Dykes, Katerina Economides, and John Bird L. Farlmeister.
I ask you all to join me on this sad occasion, to join with the church in the last rites over the remains. Every class and creed in the country has mourned for him. Just look around and see the large number of people here from all parts of the county and the neighbouring counties.
Can you open your eyes?
I haven't the fire in me.
Let's lob some turf into you.
I'll turf you out.
Don't, for Pete's sake.
You lousy sod.
Bog off.
I'll miss our nonsense.
You're not going anywhere.
I won't make the night. Look after Mary.
I look after the two of you.
I won't be with you.
Let's see what morning brings.
Are you okay, Daddy?
Your mammy's not with us anymore. When did that cough come?
This morning.
You're burning up.
I don't feel well.
Where's your shawl?
By the cot. Where are we going?
Sean, can I say that to?
The big flu took Mary.
She was a fine lassie.
I think this one has it.
Oh, Jesus, she's as hot as a heart.
What'll we do?
Plenty of rest, that's what they say.
I can't risk it, Mick. Not with what just happened.
Oh, sure, I know.
Is there anything? I can't sit around again.
Well, I did hear rumblings.
Go on. Go on, I'll do anything.
There's a well in Gooby Creeny in Leitrim, where some folks say that there is a well there that cures the big flu.
Leitrim? Out by Mulla?
Oh, no, unfortunately, no. Leitrim, you'd have to go through Cavan and Fermanagh.
How far?
About 90 mile, I'd say.
Be great if I do 90 mile an hour.
Well, sure, look. Do that and the crack would be 90. Grant, now come here, Sean. I want you to take me horse and cart.
No. No, we'll walk it.
Look at that lassie there. She's not fit to walk.
Thanks, Mick. You're one of the good ones.
Ah, now, don't be talking like that. Now, I can't say I'm the best person in Meath, but I'm definitely in the top one.
Thanks, Mick.
Yeah. Right, come on. Let's get you loaded up and on the road. Now, Mary Mustor, I want to see you back here in a week, fit and healthy and jumping over the chimney.
Yes, Mick.
And be running round faster than Bo here.
Why call your horse Bo?
Well, you know, to me, horses and crows are the most noble of animals. So I have a horse called Bo and a crow called Copper.
A horse called Crow and a crow called Horse?
Sure, look, they respond to both. Here, Copper. Copper, torch out of the mora.
He speaks Irish?
He's a she.
Oh, Tom Erish.
She'll look after you on the journey and bring you back safe to me.
Right, wee Mary. Let's go. Thank you for everything.
No bother. Now, the only thing I want in return is I want you all back safe and sound. Now, Bo, you know the crack here. Look after everyone.
Ah,
yeah. I'll be counting the nomagey until you get back. Sláinte. Be good. I'll see you soon. Good night, Ian Boherlib.
My thoughts provoke my spirits to feel low. For 7 ages now we've gone toe to toe. Feeling old. But my soul, I have not sold. From 23 positions, I was caught in the act. My spirits pulled my mind back off the rail tracks. But for gold, oh my soul, just might get sold.
But in his work, he was equally so. He was an extraordinarily dutiful and good son, and one had only to go over to his farm to see the work he had done last spring in putting in his crop. Alas, he was not to live to take it out. It had pleased God to say that he was not to live. God's ways are not our ways, and he has called him away, knowing what was best, and it was for the good of his soul.
What is it, Copleen? This doesn't sound good.
What is it, Daddy?
It's okay, Mustor. Don't be fretting.
Empty your pockets.
Ah, lads.
Empty your pockets.
Daddy!
Who's this one?
Your business is with me.
Empty your pockets and get her out of the cart.
Are you an O'Brien?
What's it to you?
Francie O'Brien.
Not another step or I'll go through you.
Pádraig's brother.
How'd you know?
I did a bit of turning with Pádraig in Gurley Bog.
Yeah.
And I dropped the turf up to your house in Crossarlaw about 10 years ago.
Go on.
You were just but a nipper.
Ah, Jesus, Shawnee, only for you. We'd never seen that winter through. Me mother still talks about you, and you wouldn't even take tuppence for your trouble.
The Lord provided for me, so I was happy to provide for you.
One frostbite night, if we didn't have the sods in the heart, we'd be goners.
Ah, now.
I'm serious.
Good to be good.
Lads, step down. He's one of us.
Hiya, the lads.
Where are you traipsing to?
Mary has the big flu. I'm bringing her to the well in Glubacreen.
I've heard of it. Cures all that cum.
So I hear.
Can we do anything to help you?
Ah, we're grand.
She's worse for wear.
She's had a tough few days.
Stop and see Dr. Byrne in Cavan Town. He might have something for her to keep you on the journey.
We're grand.
Tell him you met me. I'll settle with him in a few days.
Let's be on the way, but we've a lot of road to hit.
To be sure. Go on, Trips. He lives in the middle of the town by the courthouse.
Horrid generous of you, Francie. We'll pray for you the night.
Make sure mention me. If he gives you any guff, he'll tell me get a clatter to the head.
Thank you, Francie. About you?
Any food in the cart for me?
Not a slice of bread to be found.
A loaf will do, hi.
Nothing, hi.
Cup of milk for the baby?
Not a mouthful to me.
Penny for me troubles?
Not a penny to me name. I'll pray for God to send you something.
He'll send nothing. He can shove it.
Godspeed.
You peel an orange in your pocket.
I'd give you me last bean if I had one.
You're thick as and half as handy. Don't come back here neither, with one arm as long as the other. I'm talking to you, you talk. Hello? Talk. Gone bean. Gob. You stinking. You're nothing but a stain on me breeches. As Patsy Cattle would say, God rest his soul and his holy ghost. Gomrisha un Dival de Canava.
Your thoughts are breathing through your face, I confess. If I look too long at me, you might just infect.
Feeling cold, I'm on your soul.
When you act as though your life's a game of chess, I cry my soul survives this black-hearted wretch.
But for gold, all her soul just might get sold. But now your shores are far too far from my shores, and no more whores,
was an ideal Catholic boy, whose life was adorned with all the virtues that went to make the splendour of Catholic manhood, dutiful to the sacraments, frequent in approaching confession and Holy Communion, attentive to his prayers, assiduous in attending Holy Mass, even on weak mornings, and, in short, a model for all.
Thank you.
I can see you behind the lace.
Who is it?
Francie O'Brien sent me.
Don't know him.
Francie O'Brien said he'll clatter you if you don't open up.
I don't know any Francies.
He'll be over by morning if you give me any guff.
Who's that?
My daughter, Mary.
Why is she so pale?
She has the big flu.
And what are you bringing her here for?
You're a doctor.
Yeah, but I don't want sick people around my house.
You're a doctor. That's the whole point of being a doctor.
Well, I don't want them to give me the big flu.
You want Francie after you?
Go on. What can I do you for?
We're going to the well in Gloobacreeny.
Let me stop you there.
What?
That's nonsense. It's not blessed.
I believe it is.
Religion doesn't cure illness.
What about our Lord?
And what about him?
He cured the lepers.
You've seen him do it?
I was told.
I don't believe anything I can't see.
Well, that's a sad way to be.
Blind faith is sadder.
Where will you go when you die, then?
I'd rather not say.
Go on.
In the ground.
Like a piece of turf?
Like a slack of coal.
What about paradise?
Doesn't exist.
Well, I believe. And I believe in the miracle well.
Good for you, sir.
I came here for my daughter. Can you help me pep her up so she makes it to the well?
I've been drinking whiskey to ward it off.
I was thinking.
What?
I smell it on your breath.
You want some or not?
I'm a pioneer.
And what about the wee one?
I can't. Our Lord wouldn't be happy with me.
Lord Hedford?
Don't be snotty.
Alcohol is an antiseptic. It'll kill any germs in her.
I can't. It's not right. Excuse me. Excuse me.
And why'd you bother me then?
I'm sorry. Francie told me you'd help us.
Right. Some of the Tonys are using Bovril. It's not medically proven, but it seems to give some of them a boost.
Do you have any here?
You can get it in the shop.
I don't have a penny to me name.
Can you not ask the Lord for a few shillings?
My wife died last night. Mary's all I have in the world.
Right. I've a bit here I was saving for a snowy day.
Thank you, kindly.
Thank you, Doctor.
She died from the big flu?
Unfortunately.
That's rough. I lost my wife too.
I'm sorry for your loss. We'll pray for you tonight.
Prayers didn't save my wife.
God works in mysterious ways.
Here you go, Loveen.
Thank you, sir.
Well, he works too mysteriously for me. Now, go on, get that child to the well as quick as you can. That should prep her for another day.
Thank you kindly.
Just another one for you. Are you a political man?
Wouldn't be the top of me mind.
Be careful going through Fermanagh.
I don't have no problem with anyone.
They might have a problem with you.
What?
Well, you'll have to pass the Fenian Way.
Right.
There's been reports of Irish Catholics going missing there. And that there's a gang of Ulster Unionists roving around.
Our Lord will guide us.
Well, just in case he forsakens you. Like he abandoned me. Be careful.
We will. And thank you.
Be well, Mary. And I hope you get cured.
Godspeed, sir.
Their mouth open and start tonguing your teeth.
You get your gleams of muffins and I'll trap again deep.
Feeling bold, oh, but my soul is not yet sold.
From 23 positions, only 3 have worked out.
Right now, those 3 are free, put it all on these house.
Rest your bones, oh, and your soul just might get lost.
riding through a land of outer lords. And you caught them when you went neat, we were each the kind you began to blow. Your blue sea weaver's dream, now in your will it fall. But you give a jig nag again, Greg, it takes more love to be a. Whistling a pretty flow under him, and we think of the smell of him. That's got brother, he'd look at a street, it must be a hopper. But he's made it nice.
You are listening to Documentary and Drama on News Talk. This is To Heaven or To Gubacrini. You are listening to Documentary and Drama on News Talk. This is To Heaven or To Gubacrini.
Despite the fact that it claimed many more lives than the Easter Rising, the War of Independence and the Civil War combined, the Spanish flu is rarely incorporated into the narrative of 20th century Ireland. To Heaven or To Gubacrini stars Robert Harrington, Zara Farrelly, Tom Neville, Matthew Farrelly, Mark Coffey, Alan Lee, Olga Frangu, Jonathan Dykes, Katerina Economidis, and John Bird L. Farlmeister.
I ask you all to join me on this sad occasion, to join with the church in the last rites over the remains. Every class and creed in the country has mourned for him. Just look around and see the large number of people here from all parts of the county and the neighbouring counties.
What now, love? Stay low, Mary.
Are you okay, Daddy?
Grand. Safety first.
What are you after?
I'm taking my daughter to the Miracle Well in Gubacrini.
What's your business there?
My daughter has the big flu.
And it can cure the big flu?
So they say.
Where is it?
In Leitrim.
Are you going this way?
With God's good will.
It's dangerous ahead. There's roving gangs and they wouldn't be fond of us.
So I hear.
If you take me, I'll protect you.
Mary, what do you think?
The Lord worked in mysterious ways.
You've got our blessing. What's your name?
Patrick Quinsaw. And you?
I'm Sean Sheridan. And this is my daughter, Mary.
I'll protect you both, please God and His Holy Mother.
So you're a God-fearing man, Patrick.
He's my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want.
Let him guide us onward. Are you from Cavan?
West Virginia.
America?
Cavan. The far side of Loch Lomond.
Ah, yeah. Sorry. It's a mile a minute.
Where are you from?
Kells.
America?
County Mead.
I know. I'm only cracking. There is a Kells in America, but did you know that?
I did not. Whereabouts?
On the Michigan-Wisconsin border.
Close to Canada?
Not really. The border lines are mad over there.
You have relations in the US?
Whole family.
You didn't go.
I stayed with the brother to fight the British.
Where is he?
He's not with us anymore.
The British?
Big flu.
Got my Catherine too.
Sorry to hear that.
Same to you.
May God bless us all.
And His Holy Mother.
It's just you and Mary.
The very pair.
Well, we'll do everything to get her to the Miracle Well.
Did you have the big flu too?
I think I still have it still. You?
Not that I know of.
Shocking how it kills some and others don't even think they have it.
It's a bellyache altogether. Will you join your family in the US?
I'd know.
New start?
I wouldn't sleep knowing what was going on here.
Are you a political man?
I'm a proud Irishman, if that's what you mean.
Oh, I wasn't trying to...
You're grand, don't worry. Just seen a lot of me friends and family's blood spilt over the years.
Shocking.
Should I be in Kells now if it wasn't for it?
Sure, Kells is only down the road.
Kells, Michigan.
Will you marry?
Marry to Ireland.
Fair enough.
You were married long?
8 years I was blessed.
And Mary?
She's 7, came straight as a gift from God.
She's a powerful lassie.
That's for sure. You think we'll ever be free here?
I believe so.
I do too.
Sure, let's get to the well and make sure we leave the sea high.
Please, God.
But in his work, he was equally so. He was an extraordinarily dutiful and good son, and one had only to go over to his farm to see the work he had done last spring in putting in his crop. Alas, he was not to live to take it out. It had pleased God to say that he was not to live. God's ways are not our ways, and he has called him away, knowing what was best, and it was for the good of his soul.
Stop, Patrick.
What is it?
Couple sees danger.
Might be the roving bandits.
Will we go off road?
It's risky. There's a lot of mud in the fields this time of year.
That's for sure. We've no choice. She sees something. She's stuck. Come on, Bo. Keep her going.
Keep pulling.
Keep the faith. Pull.
What? Think we're stuck?
We'll get it out.
There's a good bit of pulling in it. We'd need 10 men.
Give it another one. Pull. Pull.
Nah, she's well in. She's well in.
Something's up.
Get down.
What was that, Daddy?
Nothing. Don't be fretting, just stay quiet for a wee while.
It's all right, Loveen, don't worry.
Easy, love, easy.
Can you quiet the horse?
Something's not right.
They're getting close.
If I release Bo's harness, we all jump and go. She's been shot. She won't be able to run.
Poor creator. It's fine. You can make a run for it.
We'll stay together.
They're getting closer.
We'll hold firm.
No.
No, no what?
No. No, you need to go.
We stay together.
Grab Mary and go.
We're not leaving you.
I'll hold them off.
We're not leaving you.
Come with us.
We can't leave you. We can't leave you.
They're close. Grab her and go.
will you do? I'll just warn them off, shoot in the air till they move on.
No, come with us.
When you get to the well, Loveen, put some water in a bottle for me. I'll bring it back. I'll see you soon.
I will.
Go before they see you.
Are you okay, Loveen?
He's a good one.
The best one. God's grace will bring us together again.
I want you on your knees, begging me, please. I want you on your knees, begging me, please. I want you on your knees, begging me, please. I want you on your knees.
He was an ideal Catholic boy, whose life was adorned with all the virtues that went to make the splendor of Catholic manhood, dutiful to the sacraments, frequent in approaching confession and Holy Communion, attentive to his prayers, assiduous in attending Holy Mass, even on weak mornings, and, in short, a model for all.
Not long now, Loveen.
What was your daddy like?
You want the truth or the nice story?
Lies make baby Jesus cry.
He had a tough life.
Was he a good one?
I don't know.
I know you're a good one.
So are you.
Then why wasn't your daddy?
He was fond of the bottle.
Milk?
Whiskey. It made him mean. Ah, they hadn't it easy. 12 kids.
12?
Yeah. Their granny married at 30 and had 12 kids in 15 years.
Lots of brothers and sisters.
Something like that.
I've never met them.
They're in London, America, or the ground.
What ground?
Sorry, it's a saying. They're in heaven.
God bless them.
He's right. They hadn't it easy either.
What was your mammy like?
She had a tough life too.
She wasn't a good one?
She tried her best.
My mammy was a good one.
The best one. Look, the sign for Gubacrini. We must be close.
I'm getting tired.
We'll be there in 2 ticks of a lamb's tail. For the same thing we are.
They are all sick too.
God bless them.
The well can cure any sickness in man or beast.
What about a young girl?
The collector must go home straight after drinking the water.
We've come a long way.
There is fog for mizzen here.
We need to go home.
You can't enter any other house once you leave the water.
Not even to lay down your head for a few hours.
Not another home.
Come on, Mary, drink up. We've no bottle. These people don't look like they'd give too much. I know, but he does not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
Does anyone have a bottle they could give us?
I'll get you a milk bottle.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, what?
I didn't think... God bless you. God bless you.
And you too. Safe home with a pair of you.
Are you okay?
Yes, Daddy.
Are you sure?
Yes, Daddy. I'm sorry, Daddy.
It's okay, Loveen.
I can't walk anymore. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. Our Lord will provide.
Has he forsaken us?
Where did you learn that word?
The doctor said it earlier, and I remember from the Holy Book. Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me?
You are a very clever girl. He hasn't forsaken us. We just need to have faith. It's a motor car.
I nearly flattened you.
I'm sorry. It's my daughter. We need to get home as fast as we can.
Where are you going?
Kells, County Meath.
I'm to Dublin. It's on the way. Jump in.
See, Mary? He hadn't forsaken us.
You don't mind if I smoke?
No, sir.
You're at the well?
Yeah.
You both had the big flu?
Just Mary. My Catherine, my wife, died from it.
Awful stuff. Had it twice. Same as the common flu for me. But I've seen it ravage some friends.
Cleaned out Catherine's family.
It's a terror.
The devil's work.
What's your name?
Sean Sheridan. And you, sir?
John Riley.
Are you a local?
I'm what they call a jackeen.
I wouldn't use those kind of words.
I don't mind it. It's a bit of fun.
We're God-fearing people. We try and say nice things.
Nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't be into that sort of thing myself. But I respect anyone who does.
He got me through some dark days.
More power to you.
What part of the Pale are you from?
You're from the Pale too, I gather.
Oh, I wasn't sledging. I was being folksy.
I know, dear chap. I'm sledging you back.
Thank God.
That's a blizzard.
You think so?
It's getting worse.
Are we okay, Daddy?
Push!
One, two, three.
One, two, three.
One, two, three. Push!
Push! One, two, three, push!
One, two, three, push!
You need to find a house to shelter, or we'll freeze to death.
We can't go. The woman at the well says we need to go straight home, or it won't cure her.
We need to find a house to shelter.
I have to stay true to our Lord.
If you stay out here, you'll both be dead by morning.
Sorry, John, but...
Please, Sean, for the girl's sake.
If we could stay in your car for the night.
Of course. Last chance to come.
Our God will not forsake us.
Should we go with him?
I can't.
Why?
If I don't have God, I've nothing.
What about me?
If we don't have God, we have nothing.
We have each other. I see a light.
I brought some tea and blankets.
I don't know what to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank God. And thank you, John.
Let's snuggle up and wrap up warm. We've a hard time ahead. The sun is starting to clear the roads. Let's get you two back home.
My thoughts provoke my spirits to feel low. For 7 ages now we've gone toe-to-toe. Feeling old, ah, but my soul, I have not sold. From 23 positions I was caught in the act. My spirits pulled my mind back off the rail tracks. But for gold, oh, my soul just might get sold.
Your thoughts are breathing through your face, I confess. If I look too long at me, you might just infect.
Feeling cold, ah, but your soul, you have not sold. When you act as though your life's a game of chess, I cry my soul survives this black-hearted wretch. But for gold, oh, my soul just might get sold. But now your shores are far too far from my shores. And no more whores, war whores, no whores. You lay there mouth open and start tongue in your teeth.
Get your gleams of muffins and I'll trap again deep.
Feeling bold, oh, but my soul is not yet sold. From 23 positions, only 3 have worked out.
Right now those 3 are free, but it all on is us.
Rest your bones, oh, and your soul just might get love. But no more whores, begging me please. I want you on your knees, begging me please. I want you on your knees, begging me please. I want you on your knees.
To Heaven or to Gubacrini was produced by Jonathan Farrelly and Kasharina Economides and was supported by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee as part of the Sound and Vision scheme. For more, see newstalk.com.